is going to do to you. And that's how you literally become dead to the law, is by law being no longer any effect. Because if you have the righteousness of God, the law is nothing to you. I mean, as far as it is not over you. You know, like Paul says in Timothy, knowing this first, that the law is not for the righteous, it is for ungodly and men stealers and murderers and etc. And that's who the law is for. The law is for murderers, adulterers, liars, thieves, blasphemers. You know, it's for people who sin. It's not for the righteous. Why? Because those who are without sin are dead to the law. Of course, man cannot obtain that on his own. It has to be given to him from God. But you must believe and have faith to obtain anything from God on that order, and be diligent about it. So, but the idea is that we are dead by the body of Christ, that we should become married to another, to him that is raised from the dead. Meaning, Christ died on the cross, and the law was nailed to the cross with him. You know, he nailed it to his cross. And when he raised into a new life, we are also raised with him. He talks about that. The baptism is also a symbol of that. But the reality of it is that now you live in newness of life, no longer following the old way. So in verse 5 here, he says, when we were in the flesh, he's saying, no, you're not even in the flesh. Now, you are literally in the flesh. But Paul is saying, no, if you understand my analogy and the real power of God, you're not in the flesh. The motions of sins which were by the law, because your flesh is part of the law. I mean, even the ungodly, as he pointed out in chapter 3, when they do the things contained in the law, by nature, they're a law to themselves. While they excuse or accuse one another, they know right from wrong. And so within ourselves, in our flesh, we know right from wrong. And we have a law in ourself that will condemn us and make us sinners. It is only when God raises us to a new life with Christ that we truly are in the spirit, not in the flesh. So the motions of sins. It means like, that's pathema. It means like the passions of sins, which were by the law, they work in our members and on the part in your body to bring forth unto death. Sin works with the flesh, and the law helps it, because it makes things even more tantalizing, because they're forbidden. And it makes them even more sinful, because now not only are you doing something that in your heart you think may be wrong, you know it's wrong because God said don't do it. See, that's what the law makes sin even a greater thing. So we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held in this bondage of sin and death, and you know, and our bodies always yielding to sin. And the idea is that you don't get delivered from the law. See, the portrayal in Christianity is that you are delivered from the law because now it just doesn't count. Meaning you just go to Christ. You know, every time you sin, you just go back to Christ for forgiveness. And they never have an expectation of an end, of an end game where like, I'm no longer a drunkard. Now, they still love, there's certain sins as a Christian which it is not okay to commit in most churches. You can't walk into most churches and say, you know, for instance, I looked at pornography, or I have a problem with seeing prostitutes, or I'm really into heroin right now. Those things are not accepted. They're going to want you to stop those things, okay? There are other sins which are, for some reason, acceptable. Like if you say, you know, I don't like helping out the poor, or I just don't have any patience, or you say certain things that, for some reason, the man, they seem like the acceptable. It's like, oh, that's okay, Jesus forgives you, right? But the other stuff, they want you to stop right away. But the both are bondage. If you can't, if you don't have love in your heart for your brethren or for your neighbors, that's a violation of the law of Christ. That's the thing, is like, people forget that the Christ law is much more strict. You know, with Christ, it's not just thou shalt not commit adultery, it's thou shalt not lust after women in your heart. I mean, right? Still, people don't like to, there's a lot of women at church, and no one likes to admit that and say, that's a problem. People like to hide those things. But there are things they're not afraid to hide, usually. And they're willing to commit. And I've even been in churches where they all, heck yes, they all confess together. They read from these things and they say, yes, we all want to turn our backs on Jesus. And we all would rather go home and watch the Super Bowl. But here we, and they'll admit to all these feelings of negativity about the gospel towards God and all that, but they won't, but they don't see that those sins are just as unacceptable as being a heroin addict or a pot smoker. It's all unacceptable. It's all death. So, the idea is that we should be delivered from the law, being dead, when we were helping, we were dead in the law, dead to righteousness, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. See, you can't go by the letter. We're going to, where you go into the scriptures and you say, okay, here's a list. Like I could go to Galatians chapter 5 and say, okay, the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there's no law. Well, I can make that a law by saying, okay, I'm going to put the list on the bulletin board. I'm going to say, okay, I need to practice these things. I got to practice love. I got to practice joy. I got to practice peace, because that's what God said the fruit of the Spirit is, and I want to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm going to go around and remind myself, tie a string on my finger. That's law. That's legalism. Or I can look at the list above in verse 19 of Galatians, where it talks about the works of the flesh: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Those are all don'ts. Law. But if you do those things, like Paul says here in Galatians chapter 5:21, he says, I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.